What's good, podcast people? My name is Fry, and I would like to welcome you guys back to another episode of the Small Talk Podcast, the podcast where we do not complain about men or women. Here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, now on YouTube, I'll get into that later, SoundCloud, I guess, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Today is December 4th, about like 6 p.m. I'm recording this. Yeah, about like 6 p.m. So yeah, you know, this is episode 26 of Small Talk, and so far it's been good. I mean, I've taken like 2 weeks off due to Thanksgiving. I hope everybody's Thanksgiving was well. You know, the holidays are here, so a lot of people are about to be broke because of, you know, Christmas gifts and all that stuff. The funny thing is, my mom's birthday is on Christmas, so I gotta buy my mom Christmas presents, as well as birthday presents, and as well as everybody else Christmas presents. So yeah, I'm gonna be broke by the time January comes, but January's tax season for me, you know, so let's see. Wow, I'm all over the place today. I'm so tired. Jesus, I'm so tired. This week has been rough, bro. This week has been rough, but you know, the show must go on, and it's good that I made the comeback so far. So I was talking about YouTube for a second before I get into the nitty-gritty of the podcast. I just want to say, YouTube, I'm gonna be posting on there again really soon. I should be starting on Monday. I just recorded like some gameplay from Call of Duty, and I'm gonna start posting a little bit on YouTube, you know, the podcast really mainly. And honestly, I think next Sunday around like 6, I'm gonna try live streaming the podcast to make it, I guess, more authentic, better. I don't know. I just want to try new things. And I got this new mic. Hopefully you all hear the sound quality on this mic. This mic is kind of fire. It's the Blue Yeti. I found it on Black Friday. It was like $80 on Amazon. I said, yeah, let me buy this mic, because I was using this like $20 mic for a minute, and it wasn't bad. But like, if I had a chance to upgrade, I'm upgrade, because Blue Yetis be like, what, $150? So $80? This was a steal. This was a no-brainer. And I was like, I'm getting back into the podcast anyway. Might as well just make this purchase. But now I need to start making money on this podcast for real, because I haven't made a lot of money on this podcast. But we'll get into that. Hopefully we'll get there soon, right? But side note, I want to shout out my cousin, Anya Kingpin. He's made a movie recently called Family Feud, and I wasn't able to watch it. I wasn't able to be at the premiere since I'm all the way in Philly, and the premiere is in Massachusetts. And literally coming back from Massachusetts and going back, it's a lot of traveling, and it's tiring, and it's a lot of money I just didn't have at the moment. But I was there in spirit. I did buy a ticket. Hopefully, if he listens to this, I did buy a ticket to support. I think I bought it at 3, but I found out the premiere was at what, 7, 8 that day on Saturday. So amen. But you know, I just want to say I'm proud of him. You know, hopefully he'll be on the podcast soon, and we can talk about more about the movie and anything else he's coming up with. And yeah, just want to shout him out. Just say I'm proud, man. Proud. Keep doing you. But also I want to give it a big shout out, big shout out to my Cameroonian football team. The Cameroonian soccer team, man. You know, Cameroon, every time we go to the World Cup, man, you know, we didn't expect it much. We did not a lot of expectations. We really haven't had a lot of expectations since, like, I think when Eto'o was playing, honestly. Like 2002. We didn't really have a lot of expectations ever since then. And the fact that Cameroon came into this tournament, we may have lost to Switzerland, granted, by our own people scoring on us. Well, that's a story for another day. And then we tied Serbia, and then we get to play Brazil. Now everybody wants to say, oh, Brazil played their B team. You played the Brazil B team. You think we care whether we played your A team, your B team? Bro, how many of y'all think about it. Everybody wasn't on Twitter talking about, oh, the B team, it's the B team. Like, why y'all hype about beating the B team? Everybody would say, even I would say, our best Cameroonian team right now is not even better than Brazil's B team, than a lot of people's B team, maybe not even the France B team or the English B team. Bro, the fact that Cameroon beat that team, oh yeah, big accomplishment. And the first African team to beat Brazil in a World Cup. Cause like let's be real. It's not even a friendly. It's not no like just random match. You know what I mean? This is the World Cup. Every game is important. Granted, they did win their first two games, and you know they were secured. But at the end of the day, every win is important, and this was an important win to us. So at the end of the day, Cameroon got a loss. We tied a game, and we won. Mind you, we beat Brazil. So hey, I'm going home happy. I ain't gonna lie, the way they were turning up, hey, I'm happy about it. Like, we ain't mad. That's a big win for us, and hopefully that momentum carries over into the next World Cup. But we won't know that until 4 years from now. All right, but speaking of Cameroon, right, I want to get into the World Cup, and honestly it's been really good so far. Like, I've been watching the World Cup since like 2006, because 02 I was like 5, and I don't think I really remember that World Cup as well. I might have watched a game or two, because I remember watching Ronaldo, Ronaldinho, and Robinho play in the 2000 World Cup, or rather, whatever. There's so many R's on that Brazilian national team, it's crazy. But yeah, I remember watching them, but I don't remember them winning. Right, I don't remember them winning, but I remember the 06 World Cup because of the Italy winning, and it was a fun World Cup. I remember that World Cup, and then 2010, obviously, and so on and so forth. My favorite so far is definitely 2010. When it came to Africa, it was cool. That was a cool World Cup, man. Very exciting. A lot of legends in there. You know, it being in Africa, so it's like that's even more lit. But man, I just hope one day I get to go to a World Cup at some point. Like, I think the next World Cup is in USA, so I'm definitely gonna try to go to that one. But because it looks very fun. This one's actually very exciting. No team has like won every game, so it's very exciting. I'm still trying to wonder who wins. I'm really rooting for Ronaldo, rooting for Messi. I'm rooting for England. I'm rooting for France. Turned out England and France are about to play each other in this next round, so that sucks. But yeah, man. I hope everyone's enjoying the World Cup. I'm pretty sure when it's over, I'll talk about it more. Talk about my favorite game experience, all that stuff. All right. Let's get to the nitty gritty of the podcast, man. First off, I did not make a podcast when this happened, but I just want to say RIP Takeoff, man. RIP to Takeoff, man. The Rocket, man. Because a rapper like him is taken so young. He died at 27 years old, dude. Like, that is so young. I know the internet says like anything above 25 is old, but like 27 is so young. I'm 25 and I still feel like I'm 21. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I don't feel old. I mean, I feel grown, but I don't feel old, if that makes sense. And the fact that he was like 2-3 years older than me, and he was a rapper, and you know, a very successful rapper, and he died the way he died. And the thing is about Takeoff, man, Takeoff is so nonchalant. Like, bro, imagine like bothering Takeoff, man. Like, Takeoff always, anytime you saw the Migos, you see Quavo, the most extroverted, outgoing person, like he's speaking for the group and everything. Offset's like the on the fence extrovert, but he's like introverted in a little bit. But Takeoff was always just the introvert, the guy in the background just chilling, bro. And the fact that he died that way too, like, I think it was like some situation popped off and then he stood up and he got shot, man. He got shot like two to the chest or like one, yeah, two to the chest or something like that, and he died on impact, bro. And it's just like, fuck, man, that's just, it's so sad, bro. I can't. And then I'm gonna talk about the album a little bit later, but this Metro Boomin album, the last or the second to last song has a song with ASAP and Takeoff. And man, just hearing a Takeoff verse, like a new Takeoff verse, and just knowing that he's gone, his first verse since his passing is just so sad, bro. He was sliding on that verse too, man. Damn. I know it's a trend to say Takeoff is a favorite Migo. No, he was literally my favorite Migo, bro. At first, my favorite Migo was Quavo. But over time, I think once Takeoff dropped his album, or around that time he was dropping his album, that's when he became my favorite Migo. Cause I was like, bro, he is really sliding on like almost every song. And Culture came out, Culture 2 and all that stuff. Like, Takeoff really was just like, when you listen to the Migos, you know Takeoff is just gonna, literally pun in the name, Takeoff. He's literally taking off. Like, he's sliding on his verses, man. And it's just so sad that we lost a rapper that, like, I think this is like the first rapper where I'm kind of like, damn, like, I'm sad. Like, I was sad when I heard about Takeoff, when I saw the news, man. Like, it devastated me, because a guy like me, like, I'm 25, like I said, and I grew up with the Migos. Like, the Migos popped off when I was like in fifth grade, and you know, with Versace and Hannah Montana, what is it, YRN, all that stuff, man. And it's just, like I said, man, it's just sad. You know, the Migos were beefing, bro, or allegedly beefing, you know, Offset and Quavo. And, you know, Offset left the group for a minute, so it was just Quavo and Takeoff. And Quavo's there when he died. And now they're, like, in this place where, like, the Migos were supposed to get back together. I was, like, hoping for that. Now they really can't get back together because one member is literally gone. And it's just Quavo and Offset. And it's, like, I hate that they have to reconcile over this, where they could have just, I wish it was all three of them coming together and reconciling, and then we just get a new Migos album. But that's not how life works, is it? And it sucks, man. It really sucks. And like I said, RIP Takeoff. They actually just arrested his killer today. His name is Patrick Xavier Clark. I hate this dude, man. I hate that dude, but man, I hope he gets life in prison, bro, for taking a great rapper like Takeoff, man. I hope he gets life. But yeah, moving on. Happy birthday to Jay-Z, by the way. It's December 4th, so he is 53 today. Interestingly enough, he's 53. And this week, Boosie was talking about him in another DJ Vlad interview, the classic DJ Vlad interview with Boosie. I think that's the same one where he said R. Kelly would beat anybody in the verses, I think. And the one that came with the meme, is that the same interview? I don't even remember. But so this week he said that Jay-Z is irrelevant to music, to the hip-hop industry, or to just music in general, I guess. And like, he said that Jay-Z is not played in the club anymore. And let me talk about that a little bit, right? Sorry. I think personally, I can kind of see where he's coming from. I've had this conversation before, where Jay-Z is not really relevant in music anymore. And I'm saying this by, basically, it's not Jay-Z. He's always gonna be quote unquote relevant. He's a legend in hip-hop. He owns a lot of stuff, and you know, Roc Nation, Rockefeller, all that stuff, right? In terms of music, Jay-Z's last album was like, what, 2017, right? And mind you, before I get into it, he's my favorite rapper of all time. I'm being objective, right? He features in a verse every, like, he features in, like, one verse every, like, let's say, like, 4-5 months out of the year. So, like, he gets, like, 3-4 verses in a year, right? Ever since 2017. So, and those verses aren't really played in a club like that. But his old stuff is still playing a club. Like, people still play Dirt Off Your Shoulders. I Just Want to Love You, right? That's the song, I Just Want to Love You, with Justin Timberlake and them. That's a song. Yeah, that's a song. And there's one more song that they do be playing. But so Boosie's wrong in that aspect. They do still play Jay-Z in the club. Maybe not down south like that, but they play Jay-Z in the club. I'm saying in terms of like the overall music aspect, and I'm not saying for like somebody my age where I still listen to Jay-Z, or somebody like 30 and above, or shit, even like 20, let's say 23 and above, still play Jay-Z. I'm talking about 21 and under. Do not, I don't think they play Jay-Z like that, unless it's a new Jay-Z verse, or it's like you heard like the songs I just named in the club. Like, I don't think Jay-Z to them is irrelevant. But then again, like, these people are growing up on Lil Baby, they're growing up on YoungBoy, they're growing up on Dirk, they're growing up on you know, they're not from the generation. Like, most of these like little kids, I think 21 would be like 2000 and, oh my god, help me with math, 2001, right? Yeah, like most of those kids are 2001. Jay-Z dropped the Blueprint in 2001. Maybe some of those kids still listen to Jay-Z, but I highly doubt it. But, you know, I guess Boosie is just like, I don't know. I agree with him, but at the same time, I don't. But I think it also depends on like where, like how you look at it. You got to look at it from like a, not from your lens, but from a like a neutral, I guess it's from a lens of a like of the consumers. Cause like when you look at a consumer's lens, you don't see the conscious rappers always, unless you're like Cole or Kendrick, you don't see conscious rappers making a big, like on top of the music charts. You don't see that. You see the YoungBoys, you see the Dirks, and you see the Babies. You don't see that with like Jay-Z, unless you're Jay-Z, Kanye, Cole, Kendrick, even Drake for a little bit. You're not seeing those other type of rappers, right? You're not seeing like a Joey Badass up there, which sucks, but that's just what the generation listens to now. And I'll listen to Baby, I'll listen to YoungBoy. They ain't bad artists. I'll fuck with them. But yeah, like he's irrelevant to those people, but he's still relevant to me, if that makes sense. Just landing the plane here, right? Cool. All right, moving on. Let me get some water first. Jesus Christ. Oh man. Man, I need some water. God. Bro, it's been a long ass week, bro. And it's just getting longer, bro. It's accounting, man. And then you got, you know, busy season coming up, or for the normal people, tax season. It's about to be hell. Hell on earth, bro. Hell on earth. Preparing for it and doing it is about to be hell on earth. But, you know, just got to get mentally ready for it. But moving on, man. Kanye in the news this week again for like the 40th time in a row. He went on, what's his name, Alex Jones podcast, and he talked about how he loved Hitler. Yeah. He talked about how he basically said, like, I wish I had the clip. It was kind of hard finding the clip. I'm not gonna lie. It was a long time finding the clip. But he basically said that people should, like, basically everybody has good in them. And like Hitler wasn't really a bad person or whatnot, and he's like, he provided value to the world. And I'm like, huh? You're talking about the man that killed 6 million people? 6 million Jews, man. He killed 6 million people. What value did you add to society? That's insane. Like, he killed 6 million people, and he started, I mean, on top of 6 million people, right? Sorry. On top of 6 million people, he had a whole world war, basically, start because of what he did. A whole world war started because of what he's doing. So, you have 6 million people died because of the Holocaust, and now, adding on that you basically had World War II on top of that. That is more bodies. And World War II is like one of the bloodiest wars in history. So I don't even know what the counter is at that point. It's at least 10. So, like, what Kanye, what value did he provide to this world, man? That is an insane take. I honestly can't even believe. It's hard. It's so hard to, like, it's hard to, like, support Kanye, man. It's so hard. And there's people, there's so many blindless NPC type people just supporting him. And it's like, do you hear the things he is saying? This man had a swastika and the Star of David, like, mixed in together, put on Twitter, and he got banned off Twitter like 2 hours later, probably an hour later, if we're being honest. Like, how do you support that? Like, this man, and he said he loves Hitler, bro. Like, what are we talking about? And I think I saw a post today on Twitter, and it was on Rap TV. There are Kanye West supporters outside of, I don't know, I think it was in New York or something. I don't know. It was some major city. I don't remember. Right? And they were outside, Kanye West supporters, saying that they love Hitler, they understand what Kanye is saying, all that stuff. Bro, what is wrong with society? There's no way a man that killed 6 million people adds value. You cannot love that person. I'm sorry, you can't. He killed 6 million people. How do you like that person at all? Like, this person provides no, this person's a demon. He's actually a demon. I'm gonna throw it on the table. He's a demon, bro. Oh my god, bro, this is so stupid. I don't know what Kanye's plan is at this point. And, you know, Balenciaga already got canceled, and Adidas already released him off his contract. So what is he saying at this point? Like, bro, take your meds, Kanye. I'm done with you, bro. I'm still buying your music. I'm still listening to your music. Your music is fire, but, like, cause, I mean, for me personally, I can separate the art from artists. But bro, come on, Kanye. And he was my number one streaming artist this year, which is crazy. I mean, I still be listening to old Kanye stuff, bro. Like the Late Registration, College Dropout, all that stuff, even some of the new shit. But it's getting harder and harder every day to support Kanye. And actually, moving on to the next topic, right? And within his whole ranting situation, this man just randomly calls out Chris Paul sleeping with Kim Kardashian. And I think, obviously, I don't think this is real. But it's kind of crazy that he just called out Chris Paul that he's sleeping with Kim, that he is currently sleeping with Kim Kardashian. I don't know what the timeline is at all, but the memes on Twitter, man, bro, people were saying, oh, Chris Paul, like, been hit with the Kardashian curse and all that. And it's just like, I mean, let me step back for a second, right? Kanye and Kim went out, where it started, they got married 2013, and they divorced this past year. Chris got married, what was that, like, 2014 maybe, let's say 2014. So you're telling me Chris Paul has been messing with Kim Kardashian ever since y'all been married? That's why I knew it was fake. But then again, he never really said the exact timeline, so it could be right now that he's messing with Kim Kardashian. And it kind of makes sense, because I mean, think about it. Chris Paul, if you know Chris Paul has played, ever since he went to the Clippers, Chris Paul has played with people that have dated Kardashians. When he was on the Clippers, it was Blake Griffin. He was dating Khloe or Kendall. He was dating Khloe or Kendall. One or the other. When he was on Houston, James Harden was dating Khloe. And then now, when he was on the Suns, Devin Booker was dating Kendall. Yeah, he was dating Kendall. So, regardless, even if he was messing with Kim Kardashian or not, this man has had the Kardashian curse the whole time, which is insane. It's I feel bad for my boy Chris Paul, I ain't gonna lie, man. But I'm pretty sure it's fake. Someone came out, I'm pretty sure one of his agents came out, or a representative of Chris Paul, said it was fake. But Kim Kardashian, I don't think, said anything about the situation, so we honestly don't really know. And honestly, if he did or didn't, who really cares at the end of the day? I mean, if he did during their marriage, that's kind of messed up. I ain't gonna lie, that's news. But after that, if he's messing with her now, actually, if even if he's messing with her now, Chris Paul married, unless he got a divorce. But like, wouldn't people know? I don't know. People, the internet's weird. We don't know about. I don't know about people's lives like that. So unless something was confirmed, I really don't know. But yeah, Kanye is going crazy, man, and he needs help. I hope he finds the help he needs, man, because it sucks to see one of your favorite artists go insane and then start calling people out saying that they slept with your wife and it's a lie. But anyway, moving on. So this new Metro Boomin album, yes, let's get into this Metro Boomin album, bro. I'm not gonna lie, this may be a hot take, this may be a really hot take, a really, really hot take, right? This album, Metro Boomin, Hero vs. Villains, this might be album of the year. I'm not gonna lie to you. This might be album of the year, bro. This is such a good album. Like, J.I.D.'s album was fire. Kendrick's album was good. Drake's album with 21 was good. I actually gave that a very high rating. I gave it like 8.5 out of 10. It was really good. Future's album was good. You know, a lot of great albums this year for hip hop. This one, I'm not gonna lie. This one, Metro, if young Metro don't trust you, I'ma shoot you. Amazing. Amazing album. Bro, my favorite songs on this album, Superhero with Future and Chris Brown. Oh my god. Future was sliding on that song, and then Chris Brown came in with the outro of the song. Oh my, it was the song was fire. Raindrops was good. Umbrella is good. Metro Spider is fire with Young Thug. Free YSL for real. Creeping with The Weeknd and 21 Savage. When they're singing, it's a cover of the song, what's the song with the P. Diddy? I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know why is the name like following me? Mario Wayans, yeah, whatever. Yeah, that was fire. The fact that Weeknd like did the cover to that song, and people were talking about 21's verse. I don't know, I like 21's verse a lot. I don't, like, some people were like, it wasn't needed. It wasn't like all that impressive. I thought it was cool. I thought he was sliding on the song, but you know, a lot of people didn't like it. I mean, I thought it was cool. If you took him off the song, I wouldn't be mad, but I thought he did a pretty good, it was a quick verse too. Like, it wasn't like anything crazy. I thought he was sliding for real, but it is what it is. What's another song? Walk Him Down with 21. Feel the Fire, the song I was talking about with Takeoff and ASAP Rocky. That is the best song of the album. If there's a song you gotta listen to on this album, Feel the Fire with ASAP Rocky and Takeoff. I promise you, that is like, honestly, it's one of the best hip-hop songs this year. I ain't gonna lie, it's one of the best songs this year, man. It's so good. The beat, the Ace Rocky, like, I love Ace Rocky, one of my favorite artists all time, and he did his thing on that song. And then, like I said, the Takeoff verse, man, the first verse since he passed, bro, and he was sliding, bro. He did the whole A to Z scheme, and it was fire. It was so good. And even All the Money with Gunner is the last song, and it's the bonus song. But yeah, that was a good song too. Yeah, honestly, if I had to rate this album 1 through 10, I'm giving it a 9, bro. A 9.5 low key. It's a really good album, and I feel like everybody should listen to this album. Metro did his thing, bro. He really did his thing, and definitely give him his flowers for this album. I know he was going through a lot. I know he was tweeting about some stuff. He was mentally just I think it was like mentally like drained or something like that. I didn't really, I wish I took a screenshot of the tweet, but he put work into this album, and I hope he feels well, hope his mental is good and all that stuff. But yeah, he dropped, in my opinion, if this not album of the year, it's top five best hip hop albums this year. I promise you it is. So please go listen to this album, bro. Go listen to this album. Do not skip. Just don't put on shuffle. Don't skip. Just let it go through. And I promise you, you will be like, you will say the same thing as me. It's really good, bro. Just listen to it. And I know SZA's album drops next week. My girlfriend. No, I'm just joking. No, I'm just joking. But yeah, she hasn't dropped albums since like 2017 either. So hopefully that's good. And I think she was just performing on Saturday Night Live. So I'll talk about that next week. Hopefully I'll be live next week to talk about it. Yeah, I think that's something I should do. Go live, talk about it, all that stuff. But yeah, man. We're about 30 minutes in, and I think this is a good place to, you know, relax, stop. I got nothing left on my show notes. You know, it's a short week, and I'm trying to keep these podcast episodes like 30, 40 minutes, because I feel like me trying to have like an hour and a half podcast is just a waste of time, honestly. But I appreciate everybody who has listened to the podcast, who is currently listening. If you're on YouTube, make sure to like, subscribe. If you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, make sure to rate the podcast 5 stars and all that good stuff. And yeah, man, I will see y'all next week. Peace.